88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Galway Independent Councillor Mike Cubbard, why did you vote to ban Netanyahu and all members of the Israeli government from Galway City?
Well, I think it's important that we take a stand. Obviously, it's a small thing we can do. And look, I don't believe that the Prime Minister of Israel is planning a weekend in Galway anytime soon. But at the same time, it's important that we send a message from Galway that the people of Galway and the councillors, in fairness, were unanimous in the vote.
Is it important? I'm sure you're aware of the story of the Skibbereen Eagle back in the 19th century issuing an editorial saying it was keeping an eye on the Tsar of Russia. There's a bit of the Skibbereen Eagles about this, isn't there, Mike?
Well, there's not, because there are eight soldiers from the barracks here in Galway are deployed at the moment in Lebanon. And I suppose they're one of our own, as you said that way. There's eight of our own people out there. And it's important that they know that we're kind of thinking of them as well. And as I said, look, there's no one believes that the Prime Minister is going to visit Galway soon, but it also states that any of his government, the ambassadors, that what they're doing is barbaric. They're not welcome here. And I think it's a number of local authorities across the country take the same stand. It sends a small message that what's happening is wrong. And whilst we don't have a lot of power to do anything at local level.
Does it send a message, or is it just virtue signalling?
Well, it's not virtue signalling. No, I think it sends a message to the people of Galway and the people of this country that the people of Galway, who elect 18 councillors to represent them, if we have a finger on the pulse, we know what's happening is wrong. And whilst we don't have a direct power
but
to do anything
elected,
about that.
But you're elected as a local councillor. You're not elected as an international diplomat.
No, but you're still entitled to an opinion, and we put our opinion forward very clearly. The first part of the meeting on Monday, I suppose where it came from initially was, I had tabled a motion around calling on the government to enact the Occupied Territories Bill, and following on from the International Court around the illegal occupation of Palestinian land, and to stop, I suppose, the Israeli services and goods being used by this country. Mm-hmm. And that's where it started off from the meeting, and all members of the council, all parties and none agreed with that. And all members of the council said, yes, we need to call on the government to enact that bill, as did Dublin City Council and Sligo City Council and many more city councils in the last number of days. And that's a strong message that we can send to the local council, to our national government, to enact that bill.
Okay.
And from that conversation then, my colleague put forward a second motion, which was to ban all Israeli members of government from Galway City until such time that the attacks on Lebanon stop and they stop occupying the territory.
And would you also have a motion banning members of Hamas or Hezbollah from Galway City?
That wasn't put forward. There was one motion put forward, but it wasn't taken. It wasn't tabled in writing, so it didn't go ahead around the Russian ambassador as well and the Russian government. But the only one tabled was the Israeli government, and that was taken with full support from council.
Okay.
And again, I think anybody who is human, and long before we're in politics, anyone who's human can tell and knows what's going wrong, what's going on in Palestine and Lebanon and places is wrong, and what the Israeli government are doing is wrong. And if it's something small, and people call it what they like, but I think it's a message that comes from Galway, we're the city of the tribes. We've got eight of our people from Dunleavy that deployed abroad in Lebanon as peacekeepers, and just send a small message to them that we're thinking of them as well at this time, and we know what's happening out there is wrong.
Galway City Independent Councillor Mike Cubbard, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.